Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Time now for our weekly overview of the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJV partners, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, to go through the charts for this past week, the week of October 19th to the 23rd, work done by Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry, and each week the staff studies the radio stations that are into this format, talk to hosts, listen to discussions, and that's how they come up with a list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people being discussed. I think last week we started at number 1. Sometimes I pick and choose. Sometimes we start at number 10. I suppose maybe we could spend... there is so much conversation about the presidential race, and because this is a review of the hot hits in talk radio, maybe we ought to start there. What are the takeaways, ladies? Jennifer and Victoria, the takeaways from the final Trump-Biden debate.
From the final debate, I think that there was a clear winner this time. From my perspective, President Trump, by and large, won this debate. He maintained his cool, his calm, his composure. He was more disciplined than he was in debate number one. And he did something masterfully, and that is he was able to talk about his own achievements while still landing a few punches on the Obama-Biden administration, and certainly what Biden has said it will be his platform moving forward if he wins. The question is it too little too late? Have people already made up their minds?
How many people have voted already?
48 million, yeah.
How many?
Almost 48 million, I guess, now. Yeah, the number's going up and up because...
So that's one-third of all the people who are eligible to vote in this country have voted
two-thirds
already.
Two-thirds of the people still have to make up their mind and decide if they're going to vote at all. And really what this does, I think,
deciding to vote at all? What do you mean two-thirds of the people?
There are a lot of people who will either vote on election day or mm-hmm. who will not show up. And so my point here is that this debate is probably less about changing people's minds because, let's be honest, most people have their minds made up at this point. But I think what it does is it drives enthusiasm. So for those people who said, well, maybe I might go vote for Trump or maybe I might go vote for Biden, a debate like this happening a week and a half before Election Day is one of those things that can drive people to the polls, saying, I need to get out there. And Donald Trump did something that he had to do, and that was shine the light on a story that the mainstream news media has totally ignored in terms of Biden's connections to China, Ukraine, how he's enriched himself, allegedly, at least that's the accusation. And the media has not been able to cover that story. And so I think the president had to do that while he had the eyes of the nation. And I think he did it without getting angry, kind of tweaked in that tone where people just don't listen to him because he just sounds like he's got an axe to grind.
I think he was able not to do that, actually,
during this last debate.
All right, Victoria, what's your take?
Well, I mean, to be fair, Jen, you thought that he won the first debate, too, which only 15% of Republicans even thought that he won that. But, there are multiple polls. From all accounts, yes, this was a much better performance, a much more civil debate. There are multiple polls show that Biden clearly won the debate. So it just depends on who what team you're on. And that's essentially where everybody is now. It's just, you have your team and that's it.
Of having these? I mean,
I don't think it's going to move the needle at all. I think people are I've said this forever. I stand by it. Anyone who claims that they're undecided at this point is just too embarrassed to say who they're voting for, whether they're voting for Trump or Biden. That's it. No one is undecided in this.
It seems to me that the important part of this, frankly, as we get closer to the election, is the foreign tampering. The Chinese, the Russians.
Russians have been busted numerous times in the last few weeks of hacking into local elections. They have voter data. They are responsible. The Russians are responsible. I know Trump always wants to put all the focus on China, but the Russians are the ones who are hacking into our election system.
I don't think that's what Trump did this week because his administration came out and held a press conference on Wednesday evening alerting people to the fact that both Russia and Iran, not even
Jennifer,
China.
But he's been very supportive of Putin.
people in the tech world have known for a while, and I think that he has been reluctant to actually come out and say, all right, yeah, it's Russia that's doing
it. He has not been. I think that is such a lie. It's a lie that has been told to you, Dougie, and I know that you're smarter
than
that.
I'm looking at a picture of the two of them right now, Jennifer.
Right. There are pictures of a lot of world leaders who have been shaking hands. I mean, don't forget, it was Obama who said, I'll help you after the election, after he was caught on a hot mic. But if you look at the actions, the output of the administration, this administration has been tougher on Russia than any administration in the last 40 years. And I would include, and that would actually include Reagan. The sanctions, all of that, since Reagan, this has been
then
the administration.
Why are they
the
so
sanctions started under Obama
election.
Because they were hacking into the last
election. Why are they involving themselves in our election? Why do the Russians... And
well, they don't want Biden to win. That's
because
sure.
They benefit from the chaos that
but
is now
But the Chinese
being...
would like Biden to win, if you believe all the stuff
right,
that's coming
I
from his opponents.
From your thing, you said, let's not make it about China. So I'm just telling you factually this week, there was a press conference that was about Iran, which actually put together a letter-writing campaign to people to threaten who they vote for, and Russia. So both of those things were brought up by the administration, who is apparently in bed with Russia, brought up to the public's attention so that they were told, if you get any of these threatening letters, go and vote anyway, send these letters to local law enforcement, so that they gave people a plan of action in case they were being victimized by this.
Number 9 on the countdown this week, to move around a little bit, is the focus on our relationship, mostly with China, but Russia as well. I thought it was interesting that Edward Snowden, remember him? The intelligence contractor, who revealed back in 2013, my God, it's been 7 years, the government was spying on you. He lived in exile in Russia, and this week was given a full and permanent residency there. So what kind of... He still wants to come back to the U.S.
what, you know, Russia, when you look at all of these hacking groups, this is so within Snowden's wheelhouse.
Yep.
So you've got an American,
I've said that all along.
An expat living
there,
living in pretty luxurious accommodations, by the way.
And
living completely untouched, you know, goes about his business. What other American can do that? No one. So if he's not working for the Russian government against us, all this hacking that goes into all of the elections, we know that the data breaches have been, it's numerous data breaches now of voter registration information. There's no way. I mean, I smell a rat, and it's Snowden. I'm not making this guy a hero.
Do we?
I know
a
lot of people want to
release this stuff. I'm glad. I don't know if he's a hero or not, but I'm glad to have known. The information that got leaked was important for Americans, whether they held on to it or not. But
so gray area when it comes to Snowden, because it's like part of it is, yes, whistleblowers play an important role, but the other thing that he's done is so damaging. I mean, you can't.
A lot of people got hurt with that. Yep.
Right.
All right, we'll move along because there is a lot of meat here. COVID may be in our focus next, 14 after the hour, on the overview of this week's countdown.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030. Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
I want to move into something because the discussion of COVID takes more than a couple of minutes, and we've got just a couple of minutes here before we have to move aside for local information. So number seven this week, the Pope. Some describe it as a bombshell endorsement of gay marriage or same-sex civil unions. I think that's the term that was used.
Right.
With all the evidence suggesting that the Pope made the remarks actually a year or so ago. So now, what if you're Catholic?
Yeah, it only came out, I think, because of that documentary.
Yeah.
On him that just debuted this week.
Yeah, it was at the Rome Film Festival.
Yeah. All right, so is this something that ought to be, there's a whoop, whoop, whoopee here, or it's just, okay,
I read
move
a story
on.
About how they were surprised, I think it was either one of the filmmakers or someone involved with the Rome Film Festival, that they were surprised that this was even, like, some sort of bombshell, because the Pope has said stuff like this before when he was a bishop. So I think there was, obviously the media picked up on it and ran with it as a new story. We all thought it was a new story as well in covering it, because maybe we weren't watching every action of the Pope before he was actually the Pope. But many people were saying, we didn't think this was going to be that big of a deal at all, because he's been pretty consistent when he has said this in the past. So
yeah. All right, well, he's pretty consistent anyway. How is he doing health-wise? How is he doing? How do people see his tenure as Pope continuing? He's been one of the better popes, it would seem, in my
lifetime. Isn't he also one of the younger ones?
When he was 60-something when he got in, right, wasn't he?
I don't know. I just thought that he was younger than the last couple ones.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Jen would probably know that better. Than
whenever I think of that, all I can think of is the movie that Tom Hanks was in about the Catholic Church and who almost became the Pope. He's actually been a couple of those movies, haven't there?
That was when he did Angels and Demons is the one you're talking about.
Yes.
And then the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, right. That must be time for another one. All right, so that's
and
the
he's
story.
He's 83, so that's how
he's 83 now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow, I didn't know he was that old. He looks good.
Yeah, he does look good. Must be taking a lot of supplements. Mm. Yeah. Or eating.
He's not my favorite. I think he gets way too political.
Well, what do you want him to do?
I'm a John Paul girl. John Paul II. That's really? Who I was raised with as Pope, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, but isn't it time for the church to be updated, to be relevant?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's necessarily the step that this Pope is taking. He just gets involved in a lot of politics. And there should be places where people can go to rest from politics, and I think we've talked about this before. And
the
there
should be one of them, yeah.
Sports, maybe Hollywood, I think, should be a place. Religion, where it should be
that's
matters
a good
of
point.
Faith more than
where do you go to get out? Where do you go to get away from politics these days? That's
TV,
a very good
Netflix.
Question.
Sleep. I go to bed is where
right.
I go.
Nighty night. Don't go away. More coming up. 21 after the hour.
Yeah. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Moving back into our focus on the charts for the week of October 19th to the 23rd on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here, going through the top 10. The next item of interest here, COVID, all the health projections, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was reading a review, ladies, of the super spreader events. The Rose Garden ceremony certainly comes into the category, and the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, North Dakota, or is it North Dakota, South Dakota? Anyway, all of these things, the things that are, have big gatherings. We're trying to teach people. I'm looking at a picture from a beer hall that was taken at a rally last week. And there isn't one person in this. And it's at I'm looking at the Full Throttle Saloon. It's another rally for bikers. There wasn't one person. There were hundreds in this beer hall. Not one had a mask on.
Of course not. Bikers don't wear masks. That's a thing.
Okay, so is that one of their, like, wearing a vest that says hawkers or something on the back of it? Is that a standard?
I don't know, but
industry?
There are motorcycle gangs or groups or whatever you want to call them that are around here, and they have a bunch of rallies in New Jersey where I am. Not a single one of them wears a mask. It's a biker thing, you know.
All right, so what we learned this week was that mouthwash could inactivate human coronavirus. For me, that was a godsend. I thought that was fabulous information. You want to review it, Victoria or Jennifer? What really was said? This is too bad we didn't know this 6-8 months ago.
It's a Penn State study that was released that said that things like a neti pot or saline rinse or diluted baby shampoo used to rinse your sinuses or mouthwash can actually prevent the virus from taking hold in your system. So if you make it a practice to consistently use these products, they will rinse away the coronavirus instead of letting it attach to your mucosa and then start to spread. So that's the idea behind it. And the study says that it's 99.99% effective
right.
in killing the coronavirus.
Where's the CDC?
Regularly.
Where's the government here telling people this? Why are we getting it from a third level source? You know, there is a warning from the CDC this winter COVID could become an epidemic. So why don't you tell people in the same breath? But You could eliminate
it. If you fear-monger, you can control people. That, I mean, are you not getting that? It's 8 months in. This is what's happening, is the more people are scared, the more control the government can have. It's frightening.
Well, but Trump's running the government. Why doesn't he put a stop to it if he's the...
I think he should be talking about this all day long, but the problem is, when he talks about stuff like this, people jump all over him. I think it should be up to the cities, the counties, the states to be talking about this in a really active way. I mean, we have a governor in my state of California that has a roadmap to how to chew when you're in a restaurant. So you put your mask on, you take a bite, you put your mask back up again. Why wouldn't they put this information out and say, hey, here's some things that you can do so that you don't feel so afraid? But
it isn't preventative. It's how do you deal? Like the buses. Remember, I talked this week about the buses traveling around, no mask, no ride, you know, that kind of stuff, public transportation. So, in the same vein, why don't you have big announcements that say, rinse with, I'm looking, and now that this is out, somebody's going to pick up on it and go to the drugstore. You probably won't find any. They'll probably empty the shelves of that stuff, but that's okay. So be it. If that's a way of us getting sort of back to normal and eliminating this problem in our systems. It just seems, anyway, so also that Fauci and the CDC warning people about Thanksgiving, don't have Thanksgiving, basically, isn't it what they said? Don't have a big gathering.
Well, Fauci has been warning people against traveling for traveling long distance for Thanksgiving. He said, you know, people should not be flying to see relatives or whatever for Thanksgiving. So, you know, everyone, I think, is just going to have to make a choice for themselves.
Our local guidelines say that you can have Thanksgiving, but only with three families, and you have to do it outdoors.
Aha! Uh-huh. Outdoors and Thanksgiving, 28 after the hour.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and still-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As COVID-19 continues to be a hot topic in this year's general election, there's actually some good news. When China released the pandemic upon the world, the death rate of the disease was about 7%. When it reached the shores of the United States in January of 2020, epidemiologists believed it was closer to 2-3%. Flash forward to October 2020, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention puts the mortality rate at 0.65%. Is this a blip or a trend? Nobody really knows. Public health officials cite many reasons why we have lower death rates. Changing demographics of the sick and improved therapeutics are saving more lives at the hospitals. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease researcher at the University of California at San Francisco, theorized people's bodies are able to fight back more effectively. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched 60 more Starlink Internet Relay satellites on Saturday, taking the total number launched to 895. SpaceX plans to launch thousands of Starlinks designed to provide global high-speed broadband service. The 229-foot-tall Falcon 9 rocketed away from Pad 40 at Cape Canaveral. As usual for SpaceX, the Falcon 9's first stage flew itself back to the landing pad, an offshore drone ship. It's Falcon 9's 95th successful flight and 100th overall. It's Paycheck Protection Program or bust. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
It's a matter of closing the doors or staying open, and we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with ensuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, let's get back into our fold here. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the issues of the week, according to the surveys at Talkers.com. You can find these lists every week, Talkers.com. Find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there as well. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan as we bounce around through the issues. Number three this week on the countdown list are all the accusations, the scandals, the corruption, the finger-pointing at Biden, because of his loose cannon son, the finger pointing at Trump because he had a Chinese bank account. And I emphasize here, it's not, I didn't realize that it was closed in 2013.
So a couple of things. First of all, just to be fair here, this is not a scandal about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is a loser and has a lot of explaining to do, but he's the middleman. The reason that the Biden scandal is important is because there are people who are now saying that Biden has been enriching himself by using his position in the government to leverage deals with our adversaries. So it's, yes, Hunter Biden's a loser. Yes, there's pictures of him doing drugs and with underage prostitutes. That's all true. But let's talk about what should really concern us, and that he's being used as sort of a middleman between his dad and foreign governments. That's the part of the scandal that is should be consumed, I believe. As far as Trump's tax scandals go, Trump's tax scandal, in air quote, was addressed during the last debate this week. And President Trump said that that was not a new story that came out. In fact, that this bank account with China that allegedly a secret was actually on his presidential disclosure form, which is, you know, 15, 25 pages, whatever it is, of every business dealing that you've had leading up to the presidency. And he also said that that bank account was closed down in 2013. So, you know, again,
2015, yeah.
Decide.
But the weird thing is, Trump's answer on this was very kind of murky. And he said, well, it's before I ran for president and I was thinking about doing business. Okay, so if you're thinking about doing business in China, why do you owe $200,000 in local taxes to China then?
I'm glad we both agree. I agree with transparency, and I applaud the fact that the media actually covers all of the stories about Trump, whether they're based in fact or not. They've spent 3.5 years covering stories that have had no facts, just accusations, and they've levied them at the president. I'm asking the news media to do the same thing
with
Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
That's what happened. When the accusations are made, people think it's the front page. And when those accusations, no matter what the circumstance, whether it's this or hundreds of thousands of other circumstances where you're accused of something on the front page and the retraction is on page 30. So in that way,
3.5 years of that, not a piece of evidence after everybody said, oh, we've seen it. We've got anonymous sources. Not
you know
a piece
what Trump's
of evidence.
Biggest, Trump, watching the debate on Thursday night a little bit, there was a civility there that I hadn't seen for a while. And whether he's performing, because he certainly knows how to perform, or whether he realizes that, you know, let's see if it lasts, that he can't keep doing what he's doing to piss everybody off, basically. That's more the reason that people, I think with the average person, Victoria, I know that you don't like him for any number of reasons, and I get it. I don't like him for a number of reasons either, but there are some things that I find salient. So when you think about, can people change? Will they really change? Can he get along? Does he have to be in your face to get his point across? A lot of people think that's his MO. He's been doing it. You're a New Yorker. He's been doing it for as long as he's been in business. He gets in everybody's face and he browbeats them and, pushes them around and bullies them into submission. And, you know, that's not the way to get things done. Is that the reason that nothing is getting done? Does it make a difference?
But see, that's
who's
not
sitting
true.
In the chair? It is true, Jennifer.
The average person
doesn't want to have somebody who points his finger at person and who's president and says, you're a dummy. You're stupid.
This president has been gone after and investigated and resisted.
Let me finish my statement.
His output of his administration has been incredible. Middle East peace agreements.
That's
no terror
point.
On
I'm not
what
making
he
that
does.
Point.
So it's about what he
that.
Says.
I'll give you all of that.
So would you rather have someone who's rough around
person,
the edges but actually gets good things done?
Or would you rather have someone with other people? He's getting things done on
what
his
other
own,
people
if
are you
will.
Talking about?
I'm talking about Congress. I'm talking about the Senate.
Do you think that Congress is willing to work with the president right now?
I don't think they're willing. They were ever willing to work with him, frankly.
Able to get a lot done. My point is this. Would you rather have someone that is rough around the edges, that is actually able to get things done, even under the worst circumstances? Or would you rather have someone who makes you feel like he's folksy, but yet he's stabbing you in the back and taking money from China?
You know what? I would rather have somebody who is really qualified and knew how to do the job, and neither one of these guys has it as far as I'm concerned. These people who are now the supposedly the best choices we have, it's abysmal. Looking at some of the choices, I was looking at what was going on up in Maine, by the way, the status of the senator who's been there for quite a long time, and then this woman, Sarah Gideon, who's running against her. Susan Collins has raised about $40 million, and Sarah Gideon has brought in over $60 million from outside the state. So you know that the Democratic machine, which is something that's wrong with our system.
Look at the guy running against Lindsey Graham. He's made like $80 million, and it's all coming from outside of South Carolina.
Yeah. Anyway, Victoria, you've been silent.
I'm just listening. I have nothing to add. Is there a question that you want me to answer?
No, I just want to make sure you feel like you've been heard, and we'll move on. Supreme Court, number 5, the confirmation process. Here's another example, in my mind, of not finding the most qualified, but somebody who checks off all the boxes to a point. and whether she will be good or not, I think there are many more people out there who are much better than she is, wouldn't have the controversial background to consider, and have more experience. I think she is a horrible choice for the Supreme Court for all of those reasons. And just why in the world do we keep going to the bottom? We're on a race to the bottom of the barrel.
I can't believe this.
She's
very well qualified, and she also demonstrates the tone that you say you like. And by the way, after people watched the hearings the week before last, the number of people in the country who want to see her confirmed is actually more than the majority now.
You know how I am about religion? You know how I am about religion and people wearing it on their sleeves.
You understand
that disqualifies
her
as far as I'm concerned.
But just she doesn't necessarily wear it on her sleeve. She's been tacked with it as someone who, I mean, this is what they're using against her.
Did she deny it when asked the question?
She's a Catholic.
I'm going to hold that against her. But what about all those other
groups? Do you want people to say, I'm not really Muslim, I'm not really a Jew? I mean, she's a Catholic. That's what she is.
I want to know what else there is there, though, with some of these groups. Is that true or not true that she has supported or belonged to some very questionable groups in terms of points of view?
There's the Knights of Columbus?
No.
Go ahead. No.
Extreme Catholic groups, and I forget the name of it now, too. But she lived with the guy who's the head of it. And she was a handmaiden. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff. Jen, you can read about it.
I have not heard any of that.
Google it. It's everywhere.
Handmaiden.
That's what the women are called in this group, in this sect that she belonged with. She lived with the family, the guy who was the founder of it. You can easily look that up. It's been everywhere.
Let me ask you this. If a woman like Ilhan Omar, who wears a scarf over her head, should she be allowed to be in Congress? Is she capable?
She's obviously ruled by
a certain ideology, so we should get her out, right?
I'm not saying that Coney Barrett should not be allowed to be Catholic. I'm just saying when Doug's talking about wearing it on your sleeve, there is a lot of stuff there that the average person, I was baptized Catholic, I grew up Catholic. The average person, when you look at the kind of stuff that her family, that she was into, it makes you scratch your head because it's kind of extremist. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. My only beef with her, I don't like the legal precedents that she set, but I also do not think she's only been a judge for 3 years. I don't think that she's qualified to be on the Supreme Court. My argument ends right there. She doesn't have enough experience.
That and the wearing stuff on her sleeve. There's got to be more people around who are qualified, and where are the people in the middle? We're not supposed to. The Constitution doesn't say find somebody of your political stripe and throw them in the Supreme Court. It says find the most, somehow or other, the most qualified jurist, and the most qualified in my mind anyway, is somebody who doesn't wear anything on their sleeve other than a long sleeve cotton shirt. That's it. I don't want to have religion, politics, I don't want to know from your politics or from your religion. I want to know that the rulings that you've had the opportunity to make a decision on have been made in a fair and balanced way according to your peers. That's what I want to know. And I don't see it, I don't smell it, I don't think it when it comes to this woman. I just don't. So anyway, that's the Supreme Court number 5. Race relations number 6, we get to that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans buried in student loan debt, you need to listen to this and get ready to make a call that could save your life. It could take you decades to pay off your student loans, and that's crazy. The government created a special student loan repayment program, except you don't know how it works, but we do. At Modify Student Loans, we can lower your monthly student loan payments, qualify you for loan forgiveness, and help you restore your good credit even if you're in default. If you want to lower your monthly payment, write the number down. If you owe over $10,000 in student loans or are behind in your payments, we can help you. Call right now or put this number into your smartphone. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040. Lower your monthly payments and qualify for loan forgiveness. Call Modify Student Loans now. 800-693-9040. We can help to lower your monthly payments, but you got to write this number down. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040.
Okay, let's get to the situation with race and more people black and of color getting COVID. That seems to be one of the issues. Then there's the relationship that police have. It's very interesting. In my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, new police chief, two black men are in the offing. One of them is a veteran of the department who's a very good police officer, and I think he ought to be the chief. But they brought in somebody from Baltimore, who was the chief of police there, was trying to get out of town.
Well, clearly Baltimore has it right. So,
can you imagine? I mean, the mayor here is just trying to stack the deck for her local guy because she likes him because he's black. But he is actually a good cop. The other, and he had a lot of sport in the rank and file. But the second guy, and nobody knows, there's no transparency. Nobody knows how this guy got to be number two on the list. But, you know, the questions have been asked about whether these two candidates are here because there has been some unrest, and will a black police chief make a difference? What's the answer to that? Does a black police chief make a difference in cities where there is unrest?
A good police chief makes a difference.
Yeah, right. That's what I'd say. But in this circumstance, you know, like isn't there the black woman in Chicago who's made a mess of things there? Wasn't that the same
kind
of story?
There's a black mayor there, but I don't know.
I think there's a black police chief, too.
Maybe,
it's a guy.
It was a guy, but
is it a guy? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, see, I stand to be corrected. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's now 53 after the hour, review of the top five tech stories. It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan in this segment of the broadcast to look at the top five items from number five to number one, starting with the new launch at Apple Music, Victoria.
Well, for anyone who misses watching music videos on MTV, because we know they haven't played any for a long time, Apple Music has launched Apple Music TV. So they are trying now to take over what once was pretty much exclusive to MTV. This is 24 hours live streaming of popular music videos, and you can watch in the browse tabs on the Apple Music app and on the Apple TV app. And they are trying to go up against YouTube, which is now the spot where if you really want to watch music videos from your favorite artists, YouTube really kind of has the dominance there.
Do you want to? Do you have the desire to
Sure, I love watching music videos.
Do you?
Yeah. I think there's so many artists. Lady Gaga's videos especially I really love. They're so creative, and I think that they're just like little works of art. I think Taylor Swift does great videos. So, yeah, it depends on who the artist is, but there's still a lot of money being put into music videos, and I think having Apple Music TV be the new outlet for that, I think it's great.
Why Quibi didn't work then, because Quibi? That's a short video sort of Quibi there. Thank you, Quibi.
Well, you know what? The truth is, Quibi would have been smart to air music videos, but they were way too highbrow, and I think they tried to be smarter and cooler than anyone in the room, and everyone just gave up on it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Number
After
four.
6 months, it's done.
What can we get for $6.99 a month from Google, Victoria?
Google has a new thing called Google Photos, and this is kind of a cool thing. If you're tired of having all of your photos just sitting in your smartphone and you never actually get to enjoy them or have them on display, this is a new service for $6.99 a month. Google will use machine learning to automatically select 10 of your best photos each month, and then they print them out and send them right to your door. So you can prioritize how the algorithm chooses them. You can say if you want people and pets or landscapes or a little bit of everything. And so they'll all come to you either on a postcard or a standard 4x6 inch. And you can also, as part of the premium print service for Google Photos, they're adding same-day printing services to Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart. So you can choose whatever your monthly photos are and then pick them up same day, which is kind of cool. I think this is something people have been, you know, during the pandemic and quarantine, a lot of people have been doing, you know, home projects and DIY, like scrapbooking and photo books and things like that have really gone, have become more popular. So I think this is kind of the right time for Google Photos to launch this service.
All right, let's see what is going on at Philips, the light bulb company. There's more than that, but that's how people know them.
Right. So Signify is the parent company behind Philips Hue, and that's H-U-E. I'm sure you've seen all these. You're right, they're light bulbs mainly, but they do make a lot of electronics. And they're in the news this week because they're recalling the power supplies that shipped with six of their outdoor lights because over concerns of shocking people with electricity. The power supplies can short circuit due to water leakage. And so, you know, if you're touching anything, if you touch the power supply when it's wet, you could actually find yourself in a predicament. So the power supplies are being recalled for 21,000 defective units that were sold in the U.S. alone. It's the Lily and Lily XL spotlights. These are all outdoor lights, by the way. The Kala and Kala Large pedestal lights and the Econic pedestal lights and the Impress pedestal lights. So if you have any of those outdoor Philips Hue systems, you might want to check this out. The power supplies were shipped between 2018 and 2020, and they, again, this is 21,000 defective units, so Signify has set up a website so you can go and check to see if you do need a new one, and they say, in the meantime, you'd unplug everything and do not use these lights until you get the new power supply to so you don't get shocked.
All right, number two has to do with a new deal from Whole Foods.
Yep, Amazon Prime subscribers now get free one-hour grocery pickup at every single Whole Foods across the country. This is 487 stores now. They've been testing this out for months, and they have now launched officially. Orders that cost more than $35 are eligible for free pickup and no extra service charges. Thousands of items from Whole Foods, produce, meat and seafood, other staples, things like that. Amazon says that they found that the trend of curbside pickup is going to continue even after the pandemic has passed. They cite research that shows 68% of people plan to continue using curbside pickup services even when it's safe to go back into the grocery store on a regular basis.
Uh-huh. And number one, Google back again, not for any good reason.
Right. Now, some bad news for Google. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, claiming that the company holds an illegal monopoly with its search engine. The lawsuit accuses Google of harming consumers with its business contracts and agreements by stifling competition. This is going to literally be dragged out for years and years. Google is worth more than $1 trillion, and this is going to be in the courts forever.
Wow. All right, well, it's Google. This, again, letting somebody, some company get so big that you can't really control them. That's the definition of one of the problems of our time. The overview of technology, thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.